こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。ちょっと今日マイケルがね、大変な偏頭痛なんだよね。しかも目がちょっと見えないみたいな、結構やばい結構やばいんだけど、どうしてもやりたいっていうのでやります。
We've been debating doing it for like three hours.
そう、マミはね、もう休んじゃおうよって言ったんだけど、マイケルが頑張り屋さんで絶対にやるって言うから。
Well, it started like three days ago.
Yeah.
And this is day three.
Yeah.
I thought I was better.
But yeah. 怖いね。
I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah. But というわけで、
I'll survive.
今日はちょっと違う意味での頭痛特別編なので、ちょっといつもね、マミの番から先にやるんだけど、今日ちょっとマイケルから先やります。
A free diver, an American free diver by the name of Nicholas Mevoli, competing in a free diving competition, dived to a depth of 72 meters, and he mysteriously died upon surfacing. About 30 seconds after he surfaced, he died. And he is considered the best free diver in the United States.
アメリカ一のフリーダイバーと言われた32歳のニック・メヴォーリーが新記録樹立に挑戦後死亡しました。72メートルを 3.5 分間の素潜りした後に、水面に上がった直後に、気絶してそのまま死亡してしまいました。これあれだよね、世界記録の202メートルに挑戦しているところだったっていうことなんだけど。
Oh, the location, yeah?
No, the world record was 202 meters, and he was trying to renew it, right?
No, 202 meters is actually the depth of Dean's Blue Hole in the Bahamas.
Right.
It's actually an underwater cave.
Okay.
And that's where they had the diving competition.
Oh, I thought someone went 202 meters before. And made it like
a world record. I don't know what the world record is. It'd be a weird coincidence if it was the exact same depth.
とりあえずあの素潜り、 YouTube でもビデオすごいいっぱいあるんだけど、このプロの人の素潜りってすごいんだよね。もう見てるこっちが怖くなるぐらいの、もちろんフィンなし、ある時もあるけどなしで、酸素ボンベはもちろんなしで、あの何もつけずにどんどん下に潜っていくんだけど、落ちてるみたいに見えるよね。
Well, I believe they wear weights. There's like different kinds of free diving. There's free diving where they like grab a wire.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. 何もワイヤーとかなしで落ちてるやつが一番すごい。やっぱ見てて面白い。
No, we have the technology to dive safely and stay underwater for very long periods of time. With scuba gear.
Right.
But I don't think it's actually as dangerous as people might think it is. There's actually not that many deaths in free diving.
Right.
Compared to like, I don't know, what's something really dangerous? I don't know, being
an
astronaut or something. It seems like they die all the time if you're trying to hold your breath and go really deep. Doesn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of those videos, and they seem fine. So I never really thought that. I mean, I know that it requires a special skill, but 3.5 分間だもんね。しかもさ、あれ怖いのは、そう深くまで潜っていくじゃん。で、帰りの酸素をちゃんと残してないと、あの気絶しちゃうじゃん、水の中で。
Well, there's differences because there's depth records. And there's also records for how long people have stayed underwater.
Right, right.
And I think there's people that have stayed underwater for like 20 分とか in one breath. They take one breath and they go down and they stay under there for crazy long periods of time.
Yeah.
If you try to hold your breath in like a bathtub, good luck breaking like a couple minutes.
A couple minutes も無理なんだけど、マミ。
How long do you think you can hold your breath for?
全然無理だよ。
2分。
あのさ、we tried it at the pool in Okinawa.
うん、
どっちが勝つかみたいな。全然できないじゃんマミ、
うん、
もうすぐ苦しくなっちゃうもん。
いや沖縄、いや that was my first time ever scuba diving.
Oh yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and being that deep under the ocean surface,
mm.
like standing on the ocean floor.
Mm.
I mean, it was only like 10 meters or so.
Mm.
But even at 10 meters, you really get a sense of what a strange alien world
it
is that you're kind of invading.
そうね。
And all these fish are like, what is this dude doing here?
Yeah.
You know?
あの、そう。で、大体20メートル近くとかまで行くと、もう水面が見えなくなってくるから。That gets more interesting. Like, わー、なんか全然別世界だな。でもこの人なんで死んじゃったんだろうね。怖いよね。
I don't think they know, but obviously the most most prevalent risk is the bends, where all the oxygen bubbles,
yeah,
are pushed into places that they don't normally fit, and then when you come back up, they re-expand and they can cause problems. They can they can block areas of your body. You really have to be in amazing physical condition
to
be able to do this.
なんかあの彼途中で何かトラブルがあったみたいなんだよね。あの下に潜ってる途中で一回やめようかなみたいな感じで止まったみたいなの、
mm. well,
でもあやっぱいいやって言ってそのまま進んだみたいなんだけど、なんかがだからちょっとおかしかった、自分でも分かってたのかもね。なんかちょっと今回調子悪いなみたいな。
Yeah, he might have felt some discomfort.
Yeah.
Some, you know, his body might have warned him.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yeah.
But when he came up, he gave like a thumbs up, like he was good.
そうそうそう、その直後だもんね。でも
It's too bad.
It's really, yeah, it's really sad.
I mean, at least he was doing what he loved doing, you know.
I guess.
You guess. Yeah. Elvis died on the toilet. I'd rather be doing I'd rather be breaking records and stuff.
まあね。You know? I'd rather stay alive.
You'd rather die on the toilet.
次。
次は typical this. So TEPCO has successfully removed 22 fuel rod units from reactor 4, the spent fuel pool at reactor 4. This is a new operation that they've begun in an effort to make the situation a little bit safer over there. There's a lot of problems with the reactor 4 or the unit 4 at the Fukushima reactor. One being that the building is extremely unstable and is leaning over. There's also some damaged fuel rods in the spent fuel pool from like the 80s. There's like 3 damaged rods in there. So yeah, they've successfully moved 22. There's 1,533 units total, and the cask that they're using actually holds just 22 fuel rods. So it's going to take until the end of 2014 to actually complete this operation.
You said 1,533?
Yep, there's 1,533 fuel rod units. There's actually a lot more fuel rods in each unit. But yeah, they can only do 22 per day. So that's why it's going to take until the end of 2014. And if any of the rods are exposed to air or if they're bumped, it could set off a chain reaction. Not an explosion, but the rods will melt and potentially release radioactive gases into the atmosphere, which wouldn't be good.
東京電力は21日に福島原発4号機の使用済み核燃料プールから燃料集合体が入った輸送機22本 No, sorry燃料集合体22本が入った輸送容器を運び出しました。輸送容器は建屋の最上階からクレーンで降ろされました。まずこの4号機っていうのが建物がもう壊れそうっていう問題と、あと1980年代からあの3本壊れてるあのものが入ってたので、
I think they actually say Thai the count to count fuel rods
Really? I checked the, I read the article and it's that.
So.
そ
っか。
I don't know.
Never mind.
そう。で、出したんだけど、これが出すときに空気に触れたり衝撃を受けたりすると、もうこうメルトダウンみたいになっちゃう可能性があるので、1日に22本、すごいゆっくりね、慎重に出さなきゃいけないということで、全部で1533本あるそうなんですけど、1回にさっきも言った通り22本しか出せないから、これが全部終わるのに、2014年まで時間がかかる。
Well, no, no, no. The end of 2014年。So it's going to take like a year.
2014年末か。
Yeah, a year
までかかる。
It could take longer, if they have any, complications. I believe there was actually a delay before they even started this operation.
Okay.
But
恐ろしいね。ちょっとこれやってる人怖いだろうね。このクレーン操作してる人。
Well, the building is in very bad shape. Any large earthquakes in the region could cause serious problems.
Yeah.
There's actually debris inside the spent fuel pool.
これさ、クレーンで持ち上げてる時に地震とかあったらどうするの？
Well, that's why they built that structure on the side of the building.
Okay.
So they're not dependent on the building itself.
Okay.
So much. But yeah, they can't actually take the rods right out of the fuel pool because they can't be exposed to air. So they put the cask inside the spent fuel pool, and then they put the rods inside the cask while it's submerged. And then they raise the cask with the rods in it, and then they lower that onto like a truck, and then they transport the fuel rods that way.
大変すぎだよね、原発。このなんか、なんていうの、止められないし、壊れた後もこうやって何処理が大変じゃん。しかもめちゃくちゃ危ないし。
Well, so Unit 4 at Fukushima is actually the least of our problems.
Right.
Because Units 1 through 3 experienced a complete, a total meltdown.
Yeah.
And the fuel within the containment vessels of 1 to 3... has melted completely through the containment vessels and are now in the what do you call it? There's like the pressure vessel. So it's melted out of through the pressure vessels and into the containment vessels.
Right.
And they don't believe that they've actually melted through the containment vessels.
Okay.
But if they have, or if they do, then everything's going to get a million times worse. Fortunately for us, I believe they're contained. They believe that they're contained within the containment vessels.
怖いね。
it's kind of difficult to understand without a visual diagram of what's going on.
Yeah.
But there's the containment, there's the pressure vessel where the fuel's supposed to be. If there's a meltdown and it melts out of the pressure vessel, it goes into the containment vessel where the fuel can be. We don't want it to be there, but that's for containment.
Right, right.
To keep it inside. Then there's the containment building. And then there's the spent fuel pool above all of that. And the spent fuel pool is what they're dealing with in Unit 4.
Right.
And Unit 4 was actually shut down at the time. There was no fuel inside the pressure vessel at the time of the earthquake and tsunami.
助かった。
But there was fuel. There is spent fuel in the fuel pool. And unspent fuel, actually, in that fuel pool.
Right.
And so they're trying to remove that in case the building collapses. And then reactors 5 and 6 were in cold shutdown, so they're not really an issue.
だからその1から4の中では4がまだマシな方ってことでしょ？
A lot could go wrong with number 4. It could still be a huge disaster if they make a mistake. One issue with this operation is that they have 6 teams of 6 people moving the fuel rods.
Okay.
I guess for like radiation
reasons. 交代制にしてるってこと？
Yeah, you don't want to get too much exposure, so they need a lot of people
はい。
on rotation. But when you have humans doing work on rotation, it increases the risk.
Human error の頻度みたいなね。
Yeah.
怖いね。
And 1,533 units, that's a lot to...
Yeah, I mean...
That's a lot. How many times can you do something perfectly without making a mistake? You know? That's a little
bit scary. しかもこれを本当にやってる人がいるっていうのが信じられないよね。その、それは誰かのお父さんだったり息子だったりするわけじゃん。
Well, you remember when the Prime Minister ordered a 自衛隊 helicopter pilot to fly over...
水かける時ね。
Yeah, Unit 3.
Yeah.
And try to pour water into the fuel pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the reason why they were dropping water from the helicopter is because if you don't continually cool the fuel rods, well, then the water is going to evaporate, obviously, because it's boiling. And then the fuel, especially cesium, can evaporate as well and go into the atmosphere. It's really bad, so...
Well, I hope it goes well.、
Mm.
まあ、まだまだだけどね。来年末までだから。
Well,
どれぐらいの頻度でやるんだろう、これ。Do you know?
That's just reactor 4. So reactors 1 to 3, we're going to be... They don't even expect to have that cleaned up within the next 50 years.
まあそうだよね。
We'll probably die before they solve that problem.
Yeah.Sorry, kids.
I mean, nuclear power is amazing until it fucks up.
そうね。
And then it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
本当そうだよ。
次。So coal is the new tobacco, apparently. And what that means is investors are taking money out of...carbon emitters. So a lot of this movement in the investment world can be a good indicator of how people believe that public opinion is going to affect a particular industry. So this is a good indicator that any coal emitters are more or less on their way out.Additionally, Japan is currently the fifth largest producer of CO2, and they received a very poor rating from German Watch, which is kind of this climate change monitoring organization. To make matters worse, Japan has recently revised their targets of a 25% cut from 1990 levels to a 3.1%increase for carbon emissions by the year 2020.
への投資がかなり減っているっていうことで、まあタバコと同じ道をたどっていると言われてるんだけど、というのはつまりどういうことかっていうと、まあ人々の環境に対する考え方が変わってきているということです。で、ジャーマンウォッチの環境レポートで、日本が50位っていう残念な結果になったんだけど
Overall,、yeah.
その理由としてはまあ、日本っていうのは CO2 を最も排出している5カ国の一つでみんな多分覚えてると思うんだけど鳩山さんが2009年に CO2 の削減2020年までに 25% 減らしますって言ったのをこの間だよねその25% 削減をやっぱりできませんでしたっていうことになって 3.1% の増加に引き上げますっていうことになったので、まあ、これがかなり各国から批判を受けています。まあ当たり前だよねそれは 25% 減らしますって世界のだってあれ公約として首相が発表してしまったものを逆に 3.1% の増加だから
Well,
それがしかもゴールだからね。
It's not Hatoyama's fault.
He shouldn't have said that to the world. I mean, everybody in Japan got surprised. He wasn't supposed to do that without telling us first.
Let me explain. So the reason why this happened is because Japan had developed a pretty significant dependence on nuclear power for a very long time.Since 2011, March, and the nuclear disaster, Japan has been shutting down all of these nuclear reactors, which I think is a good idea. And as they shut down these nuclear reactors, they have to increase electricity production from coal. And so that's why this goal is no longer attainable. And the only alternative would be to use nuclear power. But, you know, more carbon emissions and less nuclear radiation emissions, I think it's a good compromise. It's unfortunate that that Japan's been put into this situation, but if we hadn't been dependent on nuclear power in the first place, this never would have happened.
まあね。でも地震がなくても 25% 削減は無理だったと思うよ、正直。
You know, we could easily hit 25% even with all the nuclear reactors shut off. The problem is that people are just so unwilling to adopt a lot of these new technologies. I mean, if they really pushed for it, like when that disaster happened and they said, oh, we're going to do like rolling blackouts, we're going to do teiden. So everyone do setsuden.
Yeah.
Everyone did.
Yeah.
Things were fine.
Yep.
But so it's possible. We know it's possible to reduce our power consumption
so, ね.
Drastically. We have LED technology now. We can easily get power from sunlight now. It costs money.
だからできるかできないかじゃなくて、やりたいかやりたくないかの問題だもんね。もうこれだって別に、well, だってや、うん、できないわけじゃないけど、やらないじゃんみんな。
まあ、やりたいとかじゃなくて、お金かかるから。
だからやりたくない。
So Japan has decided. Japan has decided that they're not going to spend money to reduce carbon emissions. It's that simple. They said we'd rather have more money.
Yeah.
Because the two are more or less interchangeable at this point with the technologies that we have available.
Yeah, but it's not surprising at all. Like it's like that with every industry.
Like just inside my apartment. I bought Denki Mohu and I changed my lights to LEDs. My electricity bill now is a fraction of what it used to be. I didn't go find some nuclear, you know, thorium salt reactor or something. I didn't find any amazing,
そ
うね。unobtainable technology.
本当はそうやってみんなが一人一人ちょっとずつ努力すれば、あとあの街のねライトももうちょっと全然減らせるじゃん。あのその計画停電してた時にさ、六本木とか東京渋谷とか夜全然暗くなってたけど、別に何もみんな困らないで普通に暮らしてたわけだからさ、常にそれを継続してできれば本当は結構な差が出ると思うんだけど、それが積み重なれば、
well, if we make public places dark, then more people will, you know, crime will go up and there's a bunch of weird things that might happen.
It's not, I mean, Tokyo is too bright anyways.
Well, so we talked about this technology before, but on empty roads, why do all the street lamps need to be on? We have motion sensors now. We can tell if there's a car on the highway. We can tell if there's no car on the highway. Why is the light on if the car is not, if there's no cars? And it's just stuff like that. It's just an issue of being smarter and being more aware of the technologies that we can leverage to our advantage. And Japan has really been failing to do that. Even before this revised estimate, Japan is ranked worse than China, worse than the United States, worse than Brazil. It's weird because Japan actually develops a lot of these really efficient technologies, a lot of LED technology and electric vehicle technology, a lot of the technologies that can be used to reduce electricity consumption are innovated by Japan.
だからその技術があるかないかの問題じゃないんだよね。もうそのメンタリティの問題というか、だからドイツとかやっぱりみんなが
People care.
エコな暮らしをしなくちゃいけないと思ってるから、例えばそのエコバッグを絶対みんな持ち歩いてるし、スーパーで袋もらう人なんていないわけよね。とかその洗濯機の乾燥機はエコじゃないからあっても使わないっていう人が多かったりとか、そういうなんていうの、みんなの共通した認識みたいなのがやっぱり日本はまだすごい少ないと思うから。
Look at the way that people package things hereAnd look,
いや、
like、
過剰包装、アマゾンとかやばいよね。超ちっちゃいもの頼んでも、
well,
でかい箱に。I know it's しょうがない to cut the cost.
Not just that. Amazon isn't even a Japanese company. I think they operate more or less the same way wherever they are. But a lot of things in Japan are packaged ridiculously where you open.
You open. 開けて、また中開けて、また中開けてみたいな、ね。
Yeah, so in the States, if you buy Pringles, you open it, and there's the chips.
Yeah.
In Japan, you buy, なんだっけ、チップスター。And then it's like wrapped again.
Yeah.
Like, or, yeah. Or I'm surprised they don't individually wrap each chip. But sometimes I buy like okashi, and each tiny each thing is wrapped. Yeah. It's like I'm eating all of them. I don't care if they touch each other.
So ne. Yeah.
There's it's just you know there's.
でなんか昔本当に何十年も前はそれがいいことだったわけじゃん。あ、日本はさすが。すごいねみたいな。やっぱりこう湿気ない、例えばおせんべいが湿気ないようにこんな心配り、こんな気遣いができるんだっていうのだったのが、逆にこう時代がちょっともう遅れてるというか、今それやっても褒められないわけじゃん、世界からは。
It's just だからその it's a bit of a
マインドセットというか、そこが追いついてないんだよね、まだちょっと。
Japan is a little too classy sometimes. A little too、yeah. too 贅沢。
うん。そうね、でしかもみんながやっぱりそれに慣れちゃってるからさ、それが当たり前になっちゃってると、やっぱりそこからちょっと下がるのは確かに勇気がいると思うんだけど、やっぱりどっかしらではそれをやらなくちゃいけないから、いつ始めるかだよね。
Well, they did open that who made that the new solar power plant on the ocean.
ああ、東芝だっけ。
I think it was Kyocera.
京セラ?
I'm not sure, but you know, of course that costs money, that takes resources, but
そうね、メガソーラープラントみたいな。
There's free electricity beamed through the air,
yeah,
through space from the sun. It's right outside. It's right outside. You don't have to take weird toxic materials and
そうね。
and have weird like nuclear reactions and stuff.
ね、
like,
その、
なんでわざわざ、
ね、
like,
なんかその、
dangerous.
原発とソーラーとか、例えば比べてそのコストとか、あの、効率性とかいろいろ言われてるけど、普通に考えて、こんなにシンプルなソーラーっていうものがあるのに、ただこの何、1年半もかけて、この燃料棒とかなんか1500本運び出してとか、空気に触れたら、大変なことにとかさ、もう大変すぎだよね。
Well, all this energy, aside from geothermal, all of it comes from the sun originally. That's, you know, when you're using solar power, that's the direct source. That's how plants do it. Nature figured it out better than we ever will.
Yeah.
The plant just sits outside. No one, you don't have to take a plant and plug it into a socket. It works fine.
Yeah.
Outside. You know?
Yeah.Plants だけじゃないじゃん。他の動物たちもみんなそうだから。
Well, the animals just get it from the plants. You know, it's
yeah.
Just why don't we just go direct to the source?
人間だけ。
It's so arrogant to assume that you can have like this nuclear reaction right next to you. You know, right next to Tokyo, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And it's so arrogant to assume that nothing is going to go wrong.
まあね。
And you know, they said, oh.You know, the probability of a nuclear disaster is 1 in a billion. They literally say that.
Yeah.
They do this math and they tell you that.
That's
not. And then how come there's already been three? Nuclear power hasn't even been around that long. There was Three Mile Island. There was Chernobyl, which was an enormous disaster.
Yeah.
And now there's Fukushima. And
so
people
ね.
are still.
So, ね.
Still saying that it's safe.
だからこの
no.
最初に出してきた人、最初に使う、あの、このアイデア出してきて承認した人のことは責められないじゃん。予測できなかったと思うから。だけどこんなにいろいろ事故があって、そこから何も学ばないんだとしたら、もうそれは本当に残念だよね。
I mean,
もう意味がないじゃん。
The impact of Fukushima has already been pretty substantial. There's obviously the cases of the nodules and the thyroids of children, which isn't good. They've found all kinds of mutated species in Fukushima. 12% of all of the, what is it, the pale green nantoka butterfly, they're all mutated. And that's very significant because insects are far more resistant to radiation than mammals are.
Right.
And that's because their cells don't divide as often as ours do. Because when your cells are made division and exposed to radiation, that's when they're the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
12% of them are fucked up. So, you know, that's a very scary thing. I'm not really a doom and gloom type person. I think we'll be okay as long as nothing else goes wrong. But it's really an unreasonable risk to put upon the people for the purpose of making power cheaper.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It makes me so angry.
Yeah.
次。
最新のゲノム分析で人間、ネアンデルタール人、デニソワ人と謎の人種の4種類が人種を超えて頻繁にセックスしていたことが分かりました。11月18日にロンドンで開かれたロイヤルソサエティで発表されたものなんですけど、3万年以上前にヨーロッパとアジアに生息していた人族が種類を超えてセックスしていたということが発表されて、その中にはまだ解明されていない種類の人族が含まれていることが明らかになりました。ネアンデルタール人とデニソワ人が人類と過去に頻繁に交わっていて、それが現在の人類の遺伝子の多様性につながっているということです。
Recent genome analysis suggests that humans frequently interbred with various other species of human people, like Neanderthals, in Europe and in Asia. And this is largely what contributed to the genetic diversity of people today.
そう、今までもね、ネアンデルタル人と人間がセックスしていた痕跡があるっていうのは分かってたんだけど、結構レアなことだと思われてたんだよね、一般的には。だけどそれがレアじゃなくて、もう結構しょっちゅう行われてた。
Well, at one point, they were saying that Neanderthals and humans did not even coexist.
そうそうそう、もともとはね、うちらは多分ちっちゃい時はもうなんかネアンデルタル人がいて、それがいなくなって次になって次になってみたいな感じだったんだけど、結局そう、みんな同じ時代に生きていて、さらにだから喧嘩とかするっていうよりも、だからこんな仲良くしてたっていう仲いいどころの騒ぎじゃない。で、
I don't know about 仲いい。 They were fighting each other. We wonHomo sapiens exterminated.
I know they were fighting with each other, but at the same time, they were having sex a lot,
you know,
together.
It's not unsimilar. It's not dissimilar from slavery and how slave owners breed. I don't know if that's the right word. Did have sex with slaves.
I guess.
Because clearly we were dominant over Neanderthals.As we won. I wonder, I kind of wonder if there are some parallels there.
その共存してた時期が長いとすると、その間でいろいろこう力の差の何、アップダウンっていうかさ、あったかもしれないから、よくわかんないけど、とりあえずそのアフリカがもともと祖先の人たち以外の人類はすべて遺伝子の 2% がネアンデルタール人由来のもので、オセアニアの人々は遺伝子の 4% が祖先とデニソワ人が混ざったものが由来だっていうこと。だからうちらは遺伝子の 2% はネアンデルタール人から来てる、私たちも。
I think it depends on the individual, and it also depends on your race
But it said if your ancestor is coming from outside of Africa, then you definitely have it.
Yeah, I'm probably like 80% Neanderthal.
で、そのさらに3万年以上前にその謎の人族がいたっていうのがアジアなんだって、しかも。で、その人たちがデニソワ人と混ざってるっていうのが分かって、でも人でもネアンデルタル人でもないから、もう今まで見つかってなかったこの謎の種類がいたんだよね。だから4種類一緒に住んでたっていう。
Doesn't
面白いね。
Doesn't that make Bigfoot seem more realistic?
I don't know.
There, in recent, like not that long ago, there were other types of human beings living among us. They found, like these hobbit people in like Indonesia or something. Like dug up like these.
Huh.
They were like hobbit human beings. They're all like really, really tiny. And there's like pygmies. You know what pygmy is?
Yeah.
Like little people in the forest.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
I don't really know that much about pygmies. But, you know, there wasn't just one type of human.
Mm.
And, I mean, we're so used to different types of people and different races now.
Yeah.
You know, the world's so interconnected now. But if you had never seen, Kobe Bryant before, or any black people before, and Kobe Bryant just stepped off an airplane, you'd be like, oh my god, he's an alien.
まあね、だから昔の人はそうだったね。ペディが日本に来た時とかさ、わかんないけど、アメリカ人だとしても初めて見た人はさ、わあ、何この人みたいな、すごいびっくりしたと思うよね。
I mean, how different are you from like a pro football player in the United States?
I mean, we actually talked about it before. You talked about, what was it? Not Kobe Bryant, but like Bob Sapp and Utada Hikaru.
Oh, yeah.
Reference that you made.
Yeah,
I still remember.
Bob Sapp and Utada Hikaru.
そうそう。で、なんかやっぱりこうさ、教科書に載ってたことが本当にどんどん更新されていくから分かんないことだらけだよね。で、そのネアンデルタル人と普通の人とデニソワ人が普通に同じ時代にいたっていうのもびっくりだし。
Look at those pictures of Dennis Rodman sitting next to Kim Jong Un.
いや、違う生き物だよね、もう。
全然違うよね。
てか、そこまでいかなくても、例えば富永愛とかそうなんかスーパーモデルみたいな、like really skinny super tall women とマミが横に並んでたらもう違う生き物じゃん。You know, I'm like short and you know not skinny or anything. だからなんか同じ。No,
Stop
なんか同じ生き物かなって思うよね、でも。
Yeah, even within a single race, there's huge
そうそうそう。バラエティーがね。そうそう。だからやっぱり、こういうなんか新しいのどんどん出てくるね。全然だからうちら分かってないんだ、昔のことっていつも思い知らされるけど、この間上野のね、恐竜展見に行ったわけよ。そしたら最近のこう恐竜の絵とかってやっぱ全然違うじゃんっていつも言ってるけど、さらに変わっててびっくりした、
うん、
もうベロキラプトルとか手に羽ついてんの。
Really?
そう、え、私が知ってるラプターと違うみたいな。しかも Did you know that raptors were like chicken のサイズ。
うん、結構ちっちゃいよね。
すごいちっちゃいの、鶏ぐらいなの。全然ジュラシックパークと違うのめっちゃちっちゃくて、なんか毛がふわふわ生えてて手に羽ついてんの、
うん、
えって思って。
But they're probably gonna change that again in like 5 years,
I guess, but I think we're getting closer at least じゃない。だから最近の絵を見るともう全員毛がふさふさ生えててさ、恐竜の。
You know, when it comes to the past is just absolutely shrouded in mystery.
Yeah.
And it always will be.
だから今の子供たちの方が多分恐竜のこ、なんていうの、今ある例えば恐竜の絵とかが本当かどうか分かりませんっていうのをより伝えられてると思うんだよね。だから恐竜のぬいぐるみとか、
うん、
売ってるやつがもっとさらにすごいカラフルだったの、
うん、
なんかうちらがちっちゃい時全部さ、なんかトカゲみたいな色だったじゃん。結構なんか濃い緑とか濃い青とか。でも今はもうなんかめっちゃカラフルで、だってどうせわかんないから、なんかこういうのもありえるんですよみたいな。I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, you could take the dinosaur toys that I grew up with and put them next to the dinosaur toys that kids are growing up with now.
全然違う。
They're not even close.
うん、だって私が持ってたベロキラプトルはもっと怖かったもん。あんななんか毛が生えてなかったし。
You know, my little dinosaurs, some of them don't even exist anymore.
If I had
a brontosaurus, which was like one of the most popular dinosaurs, he's not even a real dinosaur anymore.
Yeah, ね、結構だって種類が減っちゃった、なんていうの、あ、やっぱりこれ子供のバージョンでしたとかさ、あ、違う恐竜だと思ったら、ただ、
like、Triceratops.
そうそうそう、yeah. ただ子供だっただけとか結構あるもんね。あと 卵盗む恐竜、うん、お坊なんとかってやつも本当は卵盗んでなかったんだって。だからうちらがちっちゃい時は常に卵盗んでる状態の絵が飾られてたのに、実は卵なんて盗んでなかったみたいな。
Mommy gets really excited when we talk about dinosaurs.
I love dinosaurs. 楽しすぎる。ちょっとね、ロマンがあるじゃん。
Mm, it's interesting.
Yeah, 全然違うもん。やっぱ大人もね、その自分の子供とかに教えるときはちゃんと新しい情報を追いついてから子供に教えないとさ、自分が若いとき教科書で読んだやつが全然もう変わってることもありえるからね。
I feel like the dinosaur toys from when we were kids、
うん、
will be valuable in the future.
そうだね。こんなのあったのみたいな。
Sell on eBay for like $1 million brontosaurus.
I wish I still had them. めっちゃいっぱいあったのに全部なんかあげちゃった。
No, dinosaur toys always get thrown away. I don't know what it is.
So sad. At least I didn't throw them away. I gave it to someone else.、I had like posters.
You should buy them back.
Yeah, 超高くなっちゃう。
Hold them in a safe. Pass it on to your grandchildren.
ね、なんかすごいいっぱい持ってたもん、なんか恐竜の。楽しかったな。I love dinosaurs. ちょっと子供ができたらもう絶対買いまくる、多分。
They're gonna reject it. They're gonna get sick of it.
And I'll cry.
Like,
なんで?
Why do I have to like dinosaurs?
And I'll say, you suck!
You wouldn't say that.
I probably won't.
That'd be
rude. I probably won't. Okay.
Don't be mean to your children.
Okay. というわけで、今日は以上です。マイケル、頑張ったね。
Yeah.
ちょっと早く治るといいね。
I don't know what the deal is. I had some red wine. Apparently I'm sensitive to this particular chemical inside red wine. Which triggered my genetic susceptibility to this migraine condition.
Yeah. 偏頭痛.
Yeah. It sucks.
偏頭痛 is a bitch.
I haven't had it for like 3 years too, so.
That sucks.
ちょっとショック。
久しぶりに。No more red wine for Michael.
Never again.
Yep.
Just white. And vodka.
Okay. Alright. というわけで、引き続き Facebook、Twitter、Instagram、
yeah, all that
コメントなど
good social shit.
そう、しかも結構さ、ちゃんと住み分けられてると思うよね、自分で言うのもなんだけど、だからちょっとマミとマイケルに質問とかなんか話したいことがある人は Twitter が一番いいかな。
Nobody liked my comment.
What? On what?
Ison.
Oh, Ison. そう、ちょっとアイソンのちょっとマイケルがたまにね面白い情報をツイートしてるのをみんなちょっと見てあげてね。
What are you talking? いいよ別に。
It's fun. It's really interesting. So, というわけでまた来週。
いや月曜日。
Yep.
今日ちょっと遅れちゃってすいません。
そんな遅れてないじゃないの。
もう7時だよ。
Oh.
はい。
Oh well.
Done.
また来週。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.